This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you love Joy and love Joy podcasts, you should consider joining as a member this radiothon. Head to joy.org.au right now. Don't do it later, do it today.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Now, we were talking earlier about my peppermint tea issues.
Yes.
You don't understand why I drink peppermint tea.
Why you're paying for water
with a bit of peppermint tea?
Peppermint tea. It was like $5 for a pack of 100.
Is that right?
Yeah, you just give it a glad bag,
fill
it up with
it. Carry it around. I haven't got time for that.
Oh, look.
You know what I do like as well? I like a good coffee.
Mm.
And I tend to be a one cup of coffee a day kind of guy. It has to be a good one, though, yeah?
Yeah, I'm trying to see how many I should have in a day.
Yeah.
Too many, I get anxious.
Oh, is that right?
What's the right amount?
If only you had an app that could help you. Joining us on the line is Alex from The Big Explainer. Tell us about technology in this area. Hello,
hey, Alex. Hello. So this is really cool. So this is a way to understand the key to optimizing alertness with caffeine. So it's every single one of us responds differently to coffee.
Yes.
So, for example, you might have one cup of coffee a day. I need 3 or 4. But then some people will drink a cup of coffee after dinner and still be able to sleep, whereas I can't have one after 2 p.m.
My mum does that. My mum says, "Who wants an international roast?" And I say, "A what?" And she goes, "Who wants a cup of coffee? Like, it's like late at night." And I'm like, "No way."
Blend 43.
Yes. So it's interesting how caffeine consumption can change. So this algorithm is essentially a way to understand and predict the effects of sleep loss and caffeine in regard to our performance. So the idea is that through, and this is all mathematical, it's all a validated algorithm, it helps us actually enhance our neurobehavioral performance by up to 64% if we understand how caffeine consumption impacts us individually. So it's the first real tool that provides what is essentially an automated, customized guidance for safe caffeine consumption.
But how does it tailor it to you, though? Blood test?
So it takes into account data from user-provided sleep and wake schedules, caffeine as input, and it also provides a caffeine dosing strategy. So it's all the different parts of how you, I guess, function on coffee or without coffee, and then it tries to understand and compute what best is the amount of caffeine to consume.
Yeah, I need to hit the sweet spot or else I just get really anxious and heart palpitations.
And at what time? So, for example, again, should you be having it at 10 a.m. or 4 p.m.? Is that okay? So we all respond differently to that.
Yes.
Oh, I do like to start the day with a good cup.
Mm.
Good cup of coffee.
I started.
I don't understand people who don't need coffee. I don't want people in my life who don't need coffee.
Well, I had to give it up for a while because I was getting crazy heart palpitations due to stress, and I was just wired all the time.
How many cups
anyway.
Were you having? Was it just the one? Or?
No, it was just heart palpitations due to stress.
Oh,
so
okay.
Then if I was going to have any other stimulants, woo!
Oh,
it made it worse. Did you do decaf though?
No, that's the thing. I was just on the waters, but that's a very extreme sort of case. But I use my little moka pot, you know, that little Italian stovetop thing.
Yeah. So
I'm always wondering, Alex, how many teaspoons... I actually was Googling this the other day. That's why this is so interesting to me. How many teaspoons is like a dose of coffee or caffeine? Like, what is that?
Well, this is the thing. So I think it depends on the roast.
Mm.
So, for example, some people have to have a certain amount of coffee to make a strong coffee, and then other people just have like a tiny bit and it's fine. So I think it just depends. Some people just like coffee-flavoured milk.
Oh, no.
Oh, my friend, loving to bits, he's like, oh, I need a coffee. And then he has a weak latte with two sugars. And I'm like...
Or people that have mockers.
Yeah, what are you doing?
They're
How
making
old
a mockery
are you?
Of it all, aren't they?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm against that.
No. So am I.
The other thing I always find interesting, there are people who don't want it too hot. Can I have my weak latte, but not too hot, please?
Yeah. just blow on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Strange orders that are so complicated. It's like you just need a shot of espresso, you'll be fine. Do you ever do you also then drink soda drinks that have caffeine in it?
No, I don't. Unless I'm hungover, then I need to have some sort of Diet Coke.
See, I can't do that. I can't do caffeine energy drinks either.
No, see, I drink, if I have anything with bubbles, it's like soda water. That's
yeah,
it. I can't
I'm not
have
a big sugar girl. No. So, no, that's why I love coffee. Love tea too. Love a green.
Yeah.
I love beer.
But I mean,
I love wine.
I think what's interesting about all of this, though, I think the interesting thing about all of this, though, the study shows and the algorithm shows how different we all respond to this.
Yes, different substances.
It's just so different, yeah.
Well, there you go.
You got me thinking about coffee, but it is, for me, it's too late in the day now to have a cup of coffee. But
I'm going to have one.
I love the smell of coffee.
Oh, yeah, the smell of coffee I love.
You grind the beans.
My friend, who, again, I love and adore, hates the smell of coffee, hates coffee.
Why are you friends with that person?
I don't know. I don't know.
You also need to reconsider your friendship.
Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, I think so.
I love the idea. You know, like sometimes in terms of technology now, there's apps, I think it's called Skip or other apps where you can actually signal ahead to your barista that you're on the way.
Yeah, pre-order.
And you'd like a coffee, please, on arrival. Wouldn't it be great if this technology that, Alex, that you're describing could automatically prompt a barista within, you know, a sensible radius who is known to deliver a quality coffee that you're within the vicinity and you're on your way. That would be pretty cool, I reckon.
Or if they block you from ordering your coffee because it's outside the time that is best for your performance.
Oh, so they become like a bit of a health coach on the side. Barista slash
Yeah, it's like they block your order because actually, no, based on your neurobehavioural performance, this isn't the right time to have that cup of coffee.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're onto something now. Yeah, yeah.
It's all timing.
Yeah. We should patent that.
We should. I hope no one's listening. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again
Alex.
Next week.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.